The decline of the Republic. Even though it ruled a large area, Rome was in trouble by 120 BC. Some leaders tried to break up estates and give land to the plebeians. The patricians fought back, and plebeian leaders were murdered. Over the next 75 years, many of the most successful Roman generals gathered private armies around them and fought for power. Consuls no longer respected each other's veto power. Rome dissolved into civil war, with private armies roaming the streets and murdering enemies. As Rome seemed about to break up, Julius Caesar arose as a strong leader. The rise of Julius Caesar. Caesar was a smart leader, eager for power. From 58 to 51 BC, he led the army that conquered Gaul. He killed, enslaved, and uprooted millions of Gauls. He captured huge amounts of gold. His strong leadership won him the loyalty of his troops. They would follow him anywhere, even back to Rome to seize power. In 49 BC, Caesar returned to Italy. War broke out between Caesar and the Senate. Caesar won the war and became dictator of the Roman world in 48 BC. Recall that under Roman law, a dictator could rule for only 6 months. Caesar's rule, however, lasted far longer than that. Although some elements of the Republic remained, Caesar ruled with great power, taking much of the power that had once belonged to the Senate. The death of a dictator. For 4 years, Caesar took over important public offices. In 45 BC, he became the only consul. In 44 BC, he became dictator for life. Caesar took many useful steps to reorganize the government, but it seemed to many senators that Rome once again had a king. They hated this idea. On March 15, 44 BC, Caesar had plans to attend a meeting of the Senate. His wife sensed danger and urged him not to go, but Caesar insisted. At the meeting, a group of senators gathered around Caesar. Suddenly, they pulled out knives and stabbed him. He fell to the ground, dead. Caesar had been a strong leader. However, many Romans felt that he had gone too far and too fast in gathering power. From Republic to Empire. Civil war followed Caesar's death. When the war ended after 13 years, Caesar's adopted son, Octavian, held power. In 27 BC, the Senate awarded Octavian the title of Augustus, which means highly respected. He was the first emperor of Rome. The rule of Augustus marked the beginning of the Roman Empire and the end of the Roman Republic. The Roman Republic had lasted nearly 500 years. The government worked well for much of that time. As a republic, Rome grew from a city-state to a holder of vast territories. It developed the largest elected government the world had seen up to that time. But civil war and the ambition of powerful political figures ate away at Rome's republican forms of rule. For the next 500 years, the great Roman civilization would be ruled not by the people, but by an all-powerful emperor. In the next section, you will read about how the Roman emperors ruled their vast empires and about some of the innovations in technology and law that developed during the Roman Empire. Reading check. What did Julius Caesar do to become dictator of Rome?